the game is tied.
Bulls have a chance.
Nine and five tenths left. Pippen hurries it. 6 seconds. Five, four. Pippen to Michael. Three, two. Michael firing.
He got it!
One of the greatest voices in Chicago broadcasting history is retiring after this season. 43 years calling NBA games, 28 of those for the Chicago Bulls, and it is Neil Funk, and he joins us now. Neil, I love you, and I'm going to miss you. I got to tell you, that gets me excited hearing you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I'm not going away quite yet, but at the end of the year.
At the end of the year. So this is going to be your swan song. Are you looking forward to it, or is it going to be a rough year for you?
Well, I don't think it'll be necessarily a rough year, but I'm sure I'll have some mixed emotions as we go through the season and it gets closer to the end than here at the beginning. So I'm kind of looking forward to the season.
Take me back through the high highs and low lows. I mean, when you look back at your career, of course, the highs would be the Jordan era. What would be the number one moment? You started after the first championship, right? So you started.
Correct.
You started in 92. Would it have been the 92 championship? What would be the biggest high?
Well, I mean, that whole era was, really incredible. Just the fact that the Bulls were to do something that is so difficult to do, which was three-peat twice. And all the years have been good, even when the team has not been that good. I mean, the Bulls brand is so big, not only in the U.S., but, around the world. So I had a good time doing them all, whether we were winning or losing.
I mean, Game 6 with Bobby Hanson coming off the bench in 92. I mean,
there were so many. people say, well, what was the one moment? And there were so many, including the year that Michael went to play baseball. And,
right.
And Pippen single-handedly got them, to the Eastern Conference Finals against New York.
Right.
And if not for a questionable call by Hugh Hollins, they probably would have played for the title again,
right,
even without Michael.
I got to tell you,
there were so many great moments.
I was going through YouTube yesterday because I wanted something that just, it was Neil Funk, and I got caught into YouTube listening to your voice and watching the highlights. I mean, the 90s. Did you know at the time, because I try to explain to my son, every night people would record games or they'd watch games. All the bars were filled in Chicago because you never knew what number 23 was going to do.
Yeah, that was, that's another thing that, when I talk about the Bulls, that era with Michael and Scotty and everybody else, you knew every night you were going to see something you hadn't seen before. So it was an incredible time in Chicago, and it was an incredible time for the NBA.
Right. Oh, definitely so. I try to explain to people the Bulls and the Knicks was a war every time they got on the floor in the 90s. I hated the Knicks. I hated everything about it, but I loved watching those games. I mean, what were...
I was just going to say there were so... that was in an era where... they talk about rivalries and so forth. I don't know that because of the way the game is played today that there are nearly as many, rivalries. And you mentioned, the Bulls and the Knicks and the Bulls and the Pistons and the Bulls and the Lakers. So there were rivalries everywhere,
right,
during that era.
We're talking to Neil Funk, who's going to pack it up after this season with the Chicago Bulls, the 96 team. Dennis Rodman had a billboard on the Mural building at North Avenue and the Kennedy, and people would stop their cars and take pictures. The 96 Bulls, which had at the time the best record in the history of the NBA, and they were on such a path. They only lost 10 games that season, but it was like the Beatles. Everywhere they went or everything they did, people were all over it.
Yeah, in my view anyway, that was, you know, I guess you can argue about through the history of the NBA, but in my view anyway, that was the greatest team that I was ever around. I mean, they had everything, including as you mentioned, their following, even when they weren't playing. I mean, it was like traveling with the Beatles or Elvis or whatever. I mean, they were known everywhere, not just in the United States, but I mean everywhere.
Right.
That was just a remarkable, remarkable team. And you know, you mentioned that they lost the 10 games. I mean, it probably could have been a little bit better than that, maybe 8 losses or something.
Right.
And but you know, I mean, the one thing that's incredible to me is that as good as that regular season was, they were able to go into the playoffs and you know, complete the mission, which was to win the title. And that's what's so really, really hard to do.
Mm-hmm. There was no doubt in my mind that they would go into Seattle in 96 and win. No doubt.
Well, you know, I think they were obviously the best team in the league, but to keep that kind of momentum after you have that kind of a regular season, I mean, Golden State saw that.
Right.
That is just, you know, you got to keep your eyes on the prize, and the prize for them, for the Bulls, wasn't so much records during the regular season. That happened, of course, but the real prize is the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and they were able to do that. And the other remarkable thing about those Phil Jackson teams was that to win it 3 times in a row and then to do that twice is an unbelievable feat. I mean, to win one is something, and then to have to try to repeat and then to try to do it a third time is incredible.
We're talking with Neil Young, the voice of the Bulls. We had some down years after 98, and then the Bulls drafted D. Rose. Did you see, once we got D. Rose, did you think to yourself, okay, we're going to go on another run? This is going to happen?
Well, I think, you know, when they drafted Derek, I mean, everybody knew he was a really, really good player in high school and college. And how that translates into the NBA is sometimes problematic. But he was so good. And, you know, if not for the injuries, I think the Bulls had a chance because, you know, now you're building around a real superstar. And that's what Derek was when he was healthy. You build around him and you've got a chance to get back into the winner's circle again. So, you know, it was unfortunate that that they had those injuries and, you know, it was unfortunate for Derek. Fortunately, he's still in the league and still playing at a high level.
Where did your signature kaboom come from?
Actually, that started when I was doing University of Illinois games way back in the in the 70s. Nick Weatherspoon, and I mean, I don't know. It just happened one night. I must have set it on a Weatherspoon play or something. And this is back in the day when Illinois was really good, and they had a lot of talent. And so it just came out one night, and I kind of stuck with it for a while.
How is Stacey King doing? You guys talk in the off season?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, not a lot. That's one thing about Stacey and I that, you know, when we sit down, it's like we've been together all summer, but which we'll be doing Monday night. But, yeah, we talk, and he's doing great, and he's been a wonderful, wonderful partner, you know, for these years that I've been doing television here.
I mean, they talk about people that you work with. It's kind of a marriage, but I feel like you two know how to get each other going. You two know when to talk, when not to talk. I mean, it's been such a great partnership, and the way that he gets so worked up on television, I just love it.
First of all, he's a really knowledgeable NBA guy, having played the game and played it at a high level, being part of three championship teams. So he obviously knows the game, but his enthusiasm for the Bulls is boundless. He's up every night, whether we're, winning or losing or whatever. He finds something in any kind of a game, whether it's a well-played game or a not-so-well-played game.
Right.
He finds something that, can be entertaining.
I feel like we have something that we can get excited about this year with the Bulls. If we stay healthy, we have our first-round draft pick. A kid, his name escapes me. I can see his hair right now, Neil. Help me with this.
Kobe White.
Kobe White. Would you argue the greatest afro in the history of the Bulls next to Artis Gilmore?
I mean, you go back in the day, there were a lot of good afros around the league, and a lot of different players that were, and some highly skilled ones, I might add.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I think he's going to be a really good player. Obviously he's young, and this is still a young Bulls team. I mean, I know we've been saying that the last few years, but I still think they're the second or third youngest team in the league, even with the veterans that they added. But I'm excited to get this started. I think you hit the nail on the head. You got to stay healthy.
Yep.
And it's key in this league. You saw as the playoffs wore on last year, you got to be healthy to make a legitimate run. But I think they added, John Paxson and Gar Foreman did a terrific job in the offseason adding pieces that fit. And a lot of people say, well, they brought in Satoransky from Washington and Thaddeus Young. The nice thing about them is it's easy to say, well, these players will help in the locker room. They've been there, done that. They've been on playoff teams. But the key for those two guys in particular is that they can still really play at a high level.
Yep.
And I think fans are going to be really happy with them. And then, obviously, at the end of last year, they added Otto Porter Jr., who also can play at a really high level. So they've got some veteran guys who've been around, have been on winning teams, and can still play, and I think that's the key.
Neil, you are the absolute best. I wish you the best of luck. You've always been gracious enough to come on this show, and we sincerely appreciate it. And I will be watching most of the games this season just to see what happens, especially to hear from you too.
Yeah, I want to see how Stacy treats me.
You're right.
Yeah, that'll be worth the price of admission right there.
You're the best, Neil Funk. Thanks, Neil. Congratulations.
All right, thank you. Thanks so much.
All right, that is Neil Funk. I mean, that guy is a legend. He really is just the absolute best. This month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have a doctor from Northwestern coming in studio in just a second, but time for news. It's sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems at 2:30. Here's Pam.